Most firearms in the U.S. start out as legal, sold by a manufacturer to a federally licensed dealer. But somewhere along the way, some of those weapons cross a line and become what are called crime guns. In Boston, a new initiative is calling attention to the role that women play in the illegal gun trade and the consequences they face. WBUR's Fred Bever reports on the initiative that's been titled Operation Lipstick.
Federal statistics show that most gun crimes are committed by men, but research also shows that women can play an outsized role in the marketplace for illegal guns. Often, they purchase in what's called a straw buy or stow away a firearm that's not for their own use, but for men who then use it in a crime.
I saw cars, I saw bling, jewelry, money, the nicest clothes.
This Boston resident knows the story well. She was a teenager when she met a man, an older man, who, as she says, was in the life, and she was impressed.
I was young, so that's what my mindset was. I wanted to be part of that. At a young age, who's going to say no?
In her 30s now, the woman asked not to be named, fearing repercussions for her and her family. She says about 2 years into their relationship, her then-boyfriend asked her to hold a package for him, a semi-automatic plus ammo wrapped in rags. Her involvement with illegal guns quickly escalated and diversified. Always, though, her boyfriend controlled the money.
It turned from just having gifts and getting money and being supplied with all the marijuana I wanted to having all this money because I did a job for him.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning. Good morning.
But today, she's here at the Dorchester Public Library for the monthly meeting of Operation Lipstick. That's an acronym for Ladies Involved in Putting a Stop to Inner City Killings.
So this is what we call the Iron Pipeline, how guns are trafficked into our community.
Ruth Rollins, who works in a Roxbury domestic violence safe house, leads today's workshop. Like many who speak, she has direct experience with gun violence. Her son's still unsolved murder 6 years ago. Now she calls herself a lipstick lady.
It's a business to traffic firearms from the surrounding states. New Hampshire, Maine, Vermont, Georgia.
And Virginia.
So it's a business of trafficking.
There are a few young women in the audience, but it's mostly adults. Rollins says many of the young women caught up in the illegal gun economy, and sometimes their parents, too, are numb to what they are really doing. They let themselves be sweet-talked into it. They are tempted by money or drugs. Even things as basic as baby diapers can be an incentive to handle a crime gun. Often, Rollins says, domestic violence is at the heart of it. The man's power and control over the woman includes coercing her into the illegal gun trade. Rollins says she wants social service workers, prosecutors, and police to recognize that reality.
Right now, if I got caught with the guns, you know what? I know it's your man's. If you want to flip on them, we'll get a deal. But what about having services in place? I'm not saying you don't get accountable for it, but the same service they set up for the woman that were fleeing or that was in abusive relationships. It's the same as domestic violence.
We're really the first campaign to address this intersection between domestic violence and gun trafficking.
Nancy Robinson got Operation Lipstick off the ground in 2012 after seeing research that, almost as an aside, documented women's disproportionate role in the illegal gun trade. Now, Lipstick volunteers are responding by knocking on doors, visiting beauty salons, speaking at churches, and holding these monthly leadership workshops. The group is launching social media and billboard campaigns aimed at young women, too.
These women can start to connect the dots and understand that there are consequences to providing these guns. There are consequences. They go to jail. Their neighborhoods are unsafe. People are traumatized and devastated. There are funerals every weekend.
The Lipstick effort is gaining wider recognition. The Department of Justice has provided a modest grant. The Suffolk County District Attorney and Boston Police are sending representatives to Lipstick's community meetings. Social service workers and Harvard School of Public Health are looking at the issue, too. The most concrete evidence that the Lipstick message is resonating? Robinson says more than 2,500 people, mostly women, have signed a pledge promising not to buy, hide, or hold guns for someone else.
And just that little bit of awareness can make a huge difference in the lives of these women.
It does seem to be making a difference in the life of the Boston resident we met earlier. She got out of the illegal gun network several years ago, but today she still feels its tug.
An old client, I will say, contacted me last night and was like, look, I need to get rid of this gun. And here it is, a sawed-off shotgun next to another type of shotgun, and then there's the Uzi, and I'm like, oh.
The pictures of the weapons came via social media, she says. She thought about the money she could make, the gifts she could buy her children. But then she thought about the life she's building on the right side of the law, her studies, the honest examples she wants to set for her kids.
I'm like, I just missed out on $5,000 for about 15 minutes worth of work. Do I regret it? No, I don't. Do I wish? Yeah, I kind of wish, but I can't go back.
She deleted most of the pictures, keeping one, she says, to remind her of the life she'd left behind. The next day, she was in Dorchester, back with the lipstick ladies. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Bever.